Ben Simon Tov Mem Ches Sif Hey Chomet Shenimsa Bebeis Yisrael Achara Pesach Osir. If a person finds chomets in his house after Pesach, the loch is that the chomets is osir. That's the isur of chomets of Earl Abra Lava Pesach is osir. Avo Pisha Bitla, even if the person did bitl, so means that we did bitl, made a raisa, he's not over by you, Rabbi Yamotze. Still, the chomets is osir after Pesach. Okay, so the Mishavura, one Mishavura Chafei, Mishavura of Katna Chafei, also, Afal Pisha Bitla. Oh, Hivkira, even though the person was Mavatalit, and therefore he's not over this or by Yerubay Motse. Or he was Mafkarit, and therefore he's not over this or by Yerubay Motse. It's still Osir. Misura, who I feel about, the Isir is not only is it Osir to eat, it's also even to get any benefit from it. Vaalpagav, the Chisha Bitloi, and over by if he's not over by Yerubay Motse, why is Chazal giving him this kanas? He wasn't over the dinner by Yerubay Motse. So Mishabura gives an answer. The Chachamim were concerned. If we would allow the Chachamim to be used after Pesach, in the case where he's Mavatalit, Yesh Locher Shianiach Kol Odom Chemsoi Ala Achara Pesach. He'll leave his chametz for after Pesach. Meyarmer, and he'll claim Shiv Kiroi Karim Pesach Kadeshanataloi. So even a person who was not mafkarit or was not mavatalit and didn't do what he's supposed to do, well, it's hard to prove yes or no. So he will claim that he did it, in order to prevent people from doing that, we said, I'm sorry, it's not going to be mutter after Pesach. There actually is another reason, another explanation that the Chasam Sofer gives, which the Mishabur does not quote, but the argument of the Chasam Sofer goes like this, the idea of bittul is not just saying the words, it's the person truly acts towards the item as if it's worthless and it has no value to him. Here's a person being mevatel to the chametz before Pesach, knowing that after Pesach he can eat it. So it's going to undermine the bittul. The person's not going to say the bittul honestly. If he knows that after Pesach it's worthless and it can't be used, so he'll say, you know what, forget it. It's not worth anything. It doesn't mean anything to me. But he says, this chomer should be kibbutz to kafir the ara, and after Pesach I'm going to eat it. That's very hard that the person should mean that, honestly. So Chazal said, even if you're mevatel, you can't have any benefit from it after Pesach. So even though he wasn't over by Yerubay Yomotze, it's not a kanas, but if we wouldn't say this, we'd end up in a situation where people would be over by Yerubay Yomotze. Okay, so therefore, even if a person was Mavatal the Chometz, the loch is that the Chometz is also after Pesach. We're in the Mishaburis of Katan Chav Hei, about four lines in, there's the word Vida. To come akhrayim kosud, I feel a bada gam kain kamino gainos. So the person did bittul and he did bedika. So I mean, you know, what do you want from the guy? Imam did everything he's supposed to do. He did bittul and he did bedika. When it's a chametz after Pesach, gam kain asur b'hano. So many akhrayim say even in that situation, the chametz after Pesach is asur b'hano. And he brings a whole list of names in the Sharat Zion, Prichodesh, Ayirab, Noda Bihuda, Sam Sefer, Graz, Mekar Chayim. All of them say that even after. Even he did bidika and he did bittul and bidika. Still, it's also b'hano. Why? Why is that? I mean, the person did everything he's supposed to do. They did not want to differentiate and say this case is mutter, this case is also. They said chomets after Pesach is also. End the conversation. But there's also tremekel. In the case of a person did everything he's supposed to do, he did bidika, he did bittul, and then it was found that my habalil the mevad are also hakol kadin. What do you want from the fellow? He did everything he's supposed to do, so why should he get a kanas? V'daitim l'koponim b'hanoah ain't lesser. They say, argue that at least you shouldn't make it also b'hanoah. So he says, v'mokam hefsim merubah yesh yis mechaleim. So therefore, in a scenario of great financial loss, we're going to rely on these poskim. The Sharatzion, he says in the Sefer Stechem, he brings many poskim on both sides of this argument.
Okay.
And he sends you back to what he said in the Bir Locha before. It'd be a similar case, a person did bittul and then he couldn't do beer because he was an earnest. And then a case of Hefsim Renu, but we're going to be matir Bahano. Yeah. Mishoye Beswino, Abiderich. Vyesh Itoy Chomets, Veni Toy Nochrish Yucholim Kerloy. He's traveling, he has Chomets, he's in a place where he can't, and there's no goy available, he can't get to a goy, he's in a ship in the middle of nowhere, there's no goy. There's no Nochri with him that he can sell it to. Baman Vihivkiroy Bifna Adim, and there were Adim there. And he was Mafkrit in front of Adim. Do we say in this situation where he's like an honest, did as best as he could? I guess he could burn it, but you know he was mafker it. Can he go after Pesach and be kind it and then use it? The majority say that it's going to be prohibited in that situation. Now, the case, it would have to be a case where that the person, when he was mafkrit, had no such intention. Because if he did, so that's like it wasn't a full bona fide hefker, you're being mafkrit with intention to take it back. So Mishnah Berurah discussed that case before, and Mishnah Berurah said before, he looks at that as if the person wasn't truly mafkrit. But the case is, the person was truly mafkir, and then after say, okay, it's still around, hey, you know, why not get it, take it back? So most say that's still usher. What we were allowed in a situation of hefsim meruba is either we could sell it to a goy, or we could exchange it to the goy for something else.
Okay.
So that's when he has the item with him. So he could theoretically destroy it there, but he didn't destroy it. He decided to be mafker it. Now, what about a situation where he's traveling and the chometz is not with him? The chometz is back home. And there was no goy there with him. So now you can say, look, here he has no other option. He doesn't even have any option to, you know, say destroy it. The chometz is not with him. He was mafkir the chometz. Near the yuchol lisvach bezeh adasim akilim. Over here, we can be more makel because he's mamash and honest. I will allow him. Well, actually, lisvach achar pesach lehanas himenu. He can after pesach he can get benefit from it. He'll be zeh in it and get benefit from it. She came and shall hoy chometz biyadri. Vimkain lahoy yuchol limker v'lelavar ketikun. He couldn't do beer. He couldn't do mechira. Tikkun chazal. Ha'imachuyev ha'yel ha'afkir misada din kadesh lo yavra b'bayiro. So he did the Torah's chiyuv of bayiro b'yimotzeis was mechayev him to be mafkirit, which is what he did. So there before he had an option of destroying it. He said, I don't want to destroy it. I want to be mafkirit. So that's sort of like opening a door for after Pesach to get benefit from it. I'm sorry, sir, you can't do that. But over here, what else do you want the guy to do? I mean, he has no other option. So therefore, in Cain, ain't lano lekonse lesser chemse kushachayzer bezechabay. So the kenas is not shaykh. Okay. Sif vav. Also lahakil chametzo bePesach. You can't take your chametz on Pesach and feed it to an animal, even an animal of a goy or an animal of hefker. Okay. Mishabur chavop, the Pesach. Tamari kishemotzel chometz bebeisoy besoicha pesach. Vuadin be'er pesach mishal shishis ulamali found chometz after zman iser. And mukamashul on the kishem she'osel lahachol behemtoy the mikri hanoa. The same way you can't give your feed your own animal because that's clearly a benefit because you're gaining, you're just feeding your animal, covering the cost of lunch. You can't feed an animal of hefker. The same thing will be chometz after Pesach, which was also because it's chometz after Pesach, you can't feed it to an animal either. Okay?
Why can't you give it to behema hefker?
Let's see. Well, Mishra will say. Means another person's animal, means that means a goy. Obviously, you can't feed it to a Jew's animal. Shall hefker chevches. Why they shall hanoa b'mashem amalu ritzono lahasbiya lebehema. He's getting benefit from the chometz. What's his benefits? He's accomplished with the chometz that it's feeding this animal, and that's what he wants to. That's what he wants to accomplish. So he's used the chometz to accomplish for some purpose. So that's aser. Now the Shaar HaTzion and Ayin Hey says this explanation is from the Levush and the Magen Avraham. U'mashma l'chara d'hu d'raisa. Their argument seems to be that it's a logical argument. It wasn't a special dinim chometz. So this would be true by any other Isari and all the same din, that you couldn't feed it to an animal at Hefker. He questions that issue. Tashbates, Chel Gimel, Samarishalad Gimel, work at the Bereno, why not the Yehuda, Marksia, Mashik Sa, Kosta Bezeh, Chem Bira, Grobesiv, Kotten Zayin, the fee perished domestically. Yezer Shom, Mukhad El Daita, Dafka, Kami Chometz. So this is Allah, but only specifically by Chometz. Okay, now Mishnah Berurah says, "Why to Ayin Bir Bebeis Yosef?" So that was the case was the Jew's chometz. He hadn't been mafker, he hadn't done anything with it. It's his chometz, and he found some chometz of his. He did beer like he's supposed to. He found some chometz either on Pesach or after Pesach, which shouldn't have been there. He said, "Okay, I'll give it to the animal to eat." You can't do that. But someone, it was his chometz. What about Vayimreis Yosef? That feel b'motzu chometz she'enor shaloi, gam can also lahashik lefnei kelev. So the Shaar HaTzion and Ayin Vav says, why is that? It's not your chometz. The gam chometz shalacherim also lehonus vafilu mishalakim. I can't take the goy's chometz or any other Jew's chometz and use it for benefit. What's my benefit? That I want this animal to be fed, so the animal was fed. So I've accomplished some benefit out of this chometz, which I can't do.
That's a benefit to you. That's just a desire,
right? So in terms of so that's what the Gra says. It's only halacha by chometz that we're machmir that this is considered a benefit. But at least we're on that. The Magen Avraham seems to say that no, this is called now a usage of the item. I'm using it. I've decided I want to feed this animal, so. I'm using the chometz to feed the animals. That's called a benefit, as far as I'm concerned. Would I've sent money out? Not necessarily, yes. But the mice, under the circumstances that I want it to happen, it's giving me something of value. Now, but he continues. He says, "You might even be able to buy your raw in that situation. Why is that? The kima the agbe e kanya, because as soon as he picked it up to use it." As soon as he picks it up, he has a problem of kinyan hagbo. Well, shach b'zeh lomer isur lo nicha le'linikti. Well, I didn't pick it up to be kind. I don't want it. It's isur. I don't want it. Well, you see that's not true. So he writes it with lahanas lekalev. I mean, you want to use it. So over here, it's different than the case of the person saying, person walks into his house and there's this thing of, box of chometz which they threw in with the mail and through the mail slot. So he picks it up to move it. You're a karnet. I don't want to be karnet this thing. I mean, it's clear that I don't want to be karnet. I'm trying to get rid of it. But over here, it's not so clear because he's trying to use it. So in that situation, the Hagbo would be a problem. Okay. Besides the fact that you don't want picking up chumas, you might come to eat it. Okay. Fine. That's Vav. Zion. Asher lita in behemtar le'ena Yehudi lahachila b'mei Pesach. You can't give your animal to a goy to feed the animal over Pesach, knowing that the goy will feed the animal chametz. Why? Because it comes out my animal, which I have responsibility to feed, is being fed with chametz, so I'm getting the benefit of my animal. My responsibility of feeding my animal was accomplished through chametz. If he knows that the guy is going to be feeding him something which is usher to eat, something which is chametz, the example being the pesalus of the barley, the discards, the shell, like the bran or the shells of the barley. Chavtes litan behemtoy bein mechinim bein mischar. You can't give, whether you're paying or not, you can't do that. Lehachilo, you can't give it to a goy that he should feed it. Shrehu nehana michametz v'pesach shvefatim by hoakum es behemtoy. He's benefiting from the chametz because the animal, the goy, is using this chametz to fatten the Jews' animals, to give the Jews' animal sustenance. The chametz of filo shel akum also lihanas b'men of pesach. You can't get benefit from any chametz in pesach im the chametz of a goy. Okay, but yevet im akla chametz of pesach. If the animal did eat chametz in pesach, we don't say ein lesser b'sar b'shul zeh. We don't say, well, no, you can't shech the animal and eat it. You know, he gave his cow to the goy to take care of over Pesach, and the goy fed it chometz. Oh, so now you can't shech the animal and eat the meat because part of the meat is there because of the chometz. That's not true. He says, why is that not true? The case over there was the animal ate something which was had an issue of a avodah zorah on it, so it was also b'hanah. The same issue was also b'hanah. And instead of that, it's mutter. Your day it's mutter based on the idea of called zevaz agarim. We've had zevaz agarim before. Zevaz agarim is when the result was generated through two sources. One of the sources being issur, one of the sources being heter. But if neither one, if the issur couldn't do without the heter, so it's called that the heter was what created it. Created the reality together with the Isser. So it's not a direct benefit in the sense of that, you know, I'm having the benefit from the item of Chometz. It's saying Chometz generated this item. There's meat here because of the Chometz. This isn't Chometz. So by eating meat, I'm getting, as if I'm getting benefit from the Chometz, which is around on Pesach. Reality is, you know, that I'm not getting any real benefit from the Chometz. Except that it generated something by me using the something. It's kilo. I'm retroactively getting benefit from the chametz. So we don't say that that's true when there is more than one source which generated this item. That's called zevaz agarim. This machlokes of the morning, we pass on zevaz agarim as mutter. Okay. Now the Rambam there actually says, in a case where all the animal ate was only avodah zorah food the whole time, that's all it ever was ever fed. So the Rambam there says that's not going to be a problem. Okay, so because then it's not zevaz agarim anymore. B'mei Pesach, b'davka b'mezeh, abo isin shemamidim behemten etzel nochri is man rav kadam Pesach. V'nasim feresh al chametz b'soich hameshach chal pesach. It's also the case of the person gave it to me like before Pesach, specifically for Pesach, but he gave it to the animal to stay for a long period of time. And included in that time was the Yom Tov of Pesach. Since it wasn't given specifically for the Yom Tov, it was more just given away that he should take a krayus. So in that situation, we don't hasser it. Okay. Non bezim hu yudei, aval meni yudei, imen yudua shem achila in the chomets, mota litna loy, bein aloha shem achila. I'm not mochiv di worried, maybe he'll feed the chomets. It's like you're not mochiv di machzik, aloha, not mochiv di machzik a reyesa, to generate a concern, which I have no indication in front of me that that's what there's such a concern. I can assume that it's a situation of heter. So I don't know he's feeding a chomets, I'm not mochiv di say, oh, maybe he's feeding a chomets. If I know, I have to deal with it. Shemachal is a pselish sarim shulchametz. He's feeding him the pselish of the sarim. V'imiyev shaloi b'ofen hachz. That's Mishabur Lamigimel. If the Jew has no other option, he can't keep it for himself. He doesn't know what to feed it over Pesach. He's going to give it to, they didn't have enough other types of food to feed the animal. And you're giving it to Goy, you know the Goy is going to feed him chametz of food. So what do you do in that situation? So at the Mishabura, the minig be medina said limkar behemal anochri kedin. So you sell the animal to the goy. Al pi akinyanim amavurim yoredei siman shinchov. Based on the explanation over there, the issue over there was person wants to sell an animal which is ready to give birth to its first child. So the loch is a bechor of a behemah tahara. You can't get any benefit from it until it gets a moon. You can't do anything with it. You can't work it. You can't do anything with it until it gets a moon. So and if a person uses it beforehand, it's lav on the Torah to use it. You can't use it for anything. So keeping an animal like that around potentially is a very dangerous issue. So it's going to be have this serum of usage, etc. So the Eitzah is that it's sell to a goy. The goy should be the owner of the animal at the time of birth. So that halacha over there in Yeridaya, it discusses about how to do that. It says, so the same way you do it over there, it says that we would do the same thing over here. The goy pays money, and he gives him kinyachotzer, he gives him the place of where the animal is standing on, so he gets kinyachotzer. They do kinyan agav. They do meshicha. They try all the kinyanim. So the eitzah sell it to the goy with a valid halachic kinyan. The behemoth he eats lanachir pesach. The animal will be by the goy on Pesach. It's by the goy. So it's the goy's animal eating the goy's chametz on Pesach. And after Pesach, you buy back from him. Alternatively, instead of having the goy take the animal home, you can sell the goy the animal together with the refis, with its stall, with the stable. So now the goy owns that part of the stable. The goy will feed it. Says the goy's chum, it's the goy's animal eating the goy's chametz on the goy's property. So that's fine. The Jew should not be interacting involved with the animal and the goy on Pesach because he doesn't own them. They're sold to the goy. Even in that situation, we sell it to the goy. He cannot tell the goy that the goy should feed the animal chametz. Even though it's the goy's animal, the Jew can't tell the goy that the goy should take chametz to feed the animal chametz. Not 100% sure why. The issue is there is a Gemara which discusses the following. This is Issur Amir La'akum. This Issur Amir La'akum, I'm telling the goy to do something which is usher for a Jew to do, is not limited only to Shabbos. The Gemara gives an example. There's a law in the Torah of Lo Sachsim Shor B'Disha. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal. So the Gemara says, first you have an Isser of Amir La'akam. If you tell a goy to muzzle the animal, you have an Isser of Amir La'akam. The Isser of having a goy do an avera for you. But the Gemara says, even though that's true, a goy is doing work in his field on Shemitah, so you can tell him, hey, do a good job. That's Amir La'akam. That's Amir La'akam on his own property. It's his piece of land, and he's working his piece of land, not Shemitah. So he's not doing it for me, but the Gemara says, that's mutter. So we're here to tell the goy to feed his animal, because you sold the animal to him. It's his property, because you sold the property to him. It's his chametz, because it's his own chametz. Don't tell the goy to feed his animal chametz. The Shabbos, why not? So the Gemara there, the only thing is, you're thinking, the Gemara there says that they were matter it by Shemitah. Type of a situation, because you know you can't have a situation where you walk by, you know, the guy is doing the work and the guy says, how am I doing? And he says, you know, and says, nah, whatever, I can't tell you, you know. So Chazal, because of that, Chazal said, you can tell you're doing a great job, keep up the good work, type of a thing. But over here, that wouldn't be necessary. I imagine that's the argument.
And here he sold him the animal because he just needed it to work it in some.
Well, he's on the animal because he doesn't have. There was
the
food, the animal feed which they had was chametz.
That's all he had to provide.
So what was he do? I have no way to feed my animal for the 8 days of Pesach. So they sell the animal. It's also talking about a case of the goy actually owns the animal feed. The goy does not own any animal feed. The Jew owns. Problem is, the animal feed which the Jew has is chametz stick. So the Jew has a great idea. He'll sell the animal to the goy, and he'll sell the animal feed to the goy. But he sells him the food to feed the animal, which is chametz also. So that's already yesh machmirim. There's some people which are machmir on this, because b'zeh, the maxi karama looks like a joke. It looks like a trick. We should call ikra machir lahoy elakadei sheyozin oyisay ha'akum b'chametz. It looks like the whole idea behind the sale was to take this chametz which I own, make it a goy, so I can deal with feeding that animal with chametz. Because she asked the boy and said, "So what's the eitzah? How should you do it? Sheim kar mazonos lanochri acher. You sell the zonos not to the same goy, to a different goy. Okay. So now goy A owns the animal. Goy B owns the chometz. Now if goy B wants to feed the animal, that's his business. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. It's not." He's not beholden at all to the new owner of the animal, the goy number one. Goy number two, who bought the chametz from him, from the Jew, is not beholden anyway. Goy number one wants to use it, he has to buy it from him. That's between the two of them. Okay. It is permitted to act as the go-between to make the arrangements that the goy, who now has his animal, can buy feed, which is malt. Malt was like the barley hops. But I can act as the go-between to create this transaction between the goy who's selling the chametz to the goy who owns the animal who wants to buy the chametz to feed the animal. I'm allowed to do that. the Sharetzion says, that if, even if that means that I will vouch for his worthiness, and you can give it to him on credit. So, Goy number two, who owns the chametz, is being approached by Goy number one to sell him the chametz, and the Goy says, "I don't trust you." So the Jew is allowed to step in and say, say he's trustworthy, sell him the chametz. Even though I'm facilitating the guy getting chametz. And then the guy is going to turn around to use the chametz to feed the animal that I sold him. Right? But the maisa, I'm not directly involved in the maisa of chametz. Fine. You want to give it grain, which the grain is not necessarily chametz. Depends. If it started, it got wet, if it's fully grown and started getting wet, it can become chametz. But yes, no, or maybe we don't know that. No reason to believe that for sure. So, Shemarich Ragam Ken Lenokri, Im Arefis Vanokri Machila. So, we said before, in case you're selling to the goy, but you know the goy for sure is feeding it chametz. Saying, even over here, if it's only a sub of chametz, the proper thing to do is to sell it totally. The animal and the goy should feed it. The animal, the property, and the goy will feed it, his animal on his property with his item. Because if he doesn't sell the animal, when he's going to give this grain, he has to give it very carefully, not in a place which is wet, because that's becoming chametz, but a place which is dry. Then he would have to make sure that any leftover items would be destroyed. In order that the saliva of the animal shouldn't cause the grains to sprout and become chametz. So it's a major asik. If I don't sell him the property, if he's on my property eating this stuff, we're going to have major issues. The animal produces milk on Pesach. An animal is consuming chametz on Pesach, and that the chametz is what's allowing him to produce the milk. So I looked at the milk as an extension of the chametz. It was produced by the chametz, and therefore it should be oser or not. So that's a machlokes achronim. Any milking which took place after 24 hours from the consumption of the chametz would be mutter. As long as he's eating other things, then since there is a garden. Okay. So. He's mad to that. It's, 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 it's,